Hello, wonderful Open Heart Project. It is great to see you. I love making these videos for you. I've been making them for like 7 or 8 years, a long time, and it has been great to be able to practice together in this way. I truly do love it. However, there is one thing that I love more than practicing together on this on these videos, and that is practicing together in person. And I want to talk a little bit about the power of retreat and share some details on some upcoming retreats that I have coming up through the end of the year. And there have been several years where there haven't been many opportunities to practice together in person. That's been off the table, but it's back on the table now. And whether you can go on any of these retreats or not, I just want to put on your radar why it's so important, if you can, because, you know, I know not everyone can. It takes time, it takes money, it takes all sorts of things that are not simple. Nonetheless, if you ever have the chance to go on a retreat, highly recommended. If you've ever had the question, how do I deepen my practice? Or where is this going? I sit and I sit and I sit. And I blab and I blab and I blab to myself. And then I show up again and I do it again. And I'm not quite sure where it's all going. Totally understandable. The answers to these questions come when you can step out of the constraints of your everyday life. Not easy. Again, I want to say that. I know that. Let your mind really settle. And then see what arises. Now, if you're anything like me, or the countless millions of people that have gone on retreats over the last thousands of years, you will probably see that you have more wisdom than you thought, more clarity about who you are and where you would like your life to go than you thought, and more love to give than you might have thought. How these things happen from day after day of sitting there doing nothing, that I cannot answer. I just know that it happens. It's a precious opportunity. Rare, not easy. But if you can ever do it. So the first time I ever went on a retreat, I was at a point in my life where I'd been practicing for some years, like 10 years. I'd never gone on a retreat. I'd never taken a class. I'd never done anything, like, except just sit in my house, which was great. But then this was like 20 years ago. My life started to turn upside down in good ways and bad ways. I wrote a book called The Hard Questions, the first book I ever wrote, and it came out and nothing happened. And it was fine. I was proud of it. But then suddenly it exploded. In a way that nobody saw coming, myself most of all. And it became a New York Times best-selling book. This is about retreat, I promise. I'll circle back to that. And I started getting offers to write more books. I started getting calls from magazines and newspapers asking me to comment on celebrity breakups because I was a relationships expert. And my friends, there was a tiny little moment there when a tiny little part of me went, perhaps I am a relationships expert. Whereupon the rest of me, the majority of me, said, you absolutely are not a relationships expert. I stand by that truth to this very day. But it was a good, very fortunate turn of events. But I was like, who am I? What am I supposed to do with this? Where do I go next? You know, this is a lucky problem to have. Please don't misunderstand me. But suddenly I wasn't sure who I was. And I saw an invitation to get on a treadmill of acclaim and trying to make things work, have hits, navigate my way through life as someone who was just looking for the next success. I didn't want to get on that ride. I did not want to get on that ride. And I'm happy I didn't. anyway, I'm like, okay, I got to deepen my practice because I don't know who I am and I don't know where I'm going. And there are these really good, happy, shiny objects in front of me. And I don't want to F it up. And I don't want to get confused about my own status as a relationships expert. It was a book of questions, y'all. There were no answers in there. Anyway, I'm like, I'm going to go on a retreat. It was my own meditation teacher said, you should go for a month. I'm like, I can't go for a month. Too expensive. I have too much to do. I'll go for 2 weeks, which was a really long time and not cheap either. So forth. And I went and I was so nervous. I was like, it was in the Rocky Mountains. I don't know these people. I don't know actually what I've signed up for. Long story short, it turned out to be the best thing I ever did, which made me hearken back to the words of my own meditation teacher who said, go on a retreat. It will be the best thing you ever did. And it was. And it was hard too. It was boring and it was tedious and it was joyful and it was beautiful and layers of anxiety just started to drop away, which can create a kind of anxiety in itself. But then that drops away. And you find on the good days, a kind of stillness. And on the days when you can't, you know it's there. And you know that you could go back to it because you've seen it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. When my 2 weeks were up, I was heartbroken. I didn't want to leave. And most people were there for the month. Okay, I'll leave. A whole flight home, I was like, I can't take this. And I went back. I went back for the final 2 weeks. And it was like going home. It was like going home. I'm very happy I did that. When you're in a place where you think, I do not know what to do, which happens to all of us, some periods of life, it's more intense than others. But what we normally do is we think more. Well, what about this? And what about that? And let me make these lists. And let me talk to these experts. And let me read these books. And let me journal about it. I love those things. Those things are great. But with the really important junctures in your life and decisions to make and insights that you seek, they do not come from that kind of searching. They come when you rest from searching and allow your own wisdom to speak to you on its own terms and in its own time. That might sound woo-woo. It is not. So if you can go on a retreat, whether it's for a day or a month, I know a month is kind of impossible, but think about it. So I have 3 in-person retreats coming up. The first is July 1st to the 14th, 2 weeks, long one, in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, the very place where my story happened that I just told you, where I went on retreat. I love this place. It's wild, energetically, and beautiful, and the Colorado Rockies in July are nothing to sneeze at. If you can only go for 1 week, you could go for the first week. That's fine. And I'm teaching with my wonderful friend, Michael Carroll, and a third teacher who lives there named Loden Nyima, who's a monastic. And it's a straight up meditation retreat. Sitting. What are we going to do next? Oh, sitting. What are we going to do next? Oh, we'll do some walking meditation. Oh, now some sitting. And there will be talks and conversation. And I can't wait. I'm really excited about it. All the details are somewhere on this page. Then in October, the 11th to the 15th, I believe it is, but the dates are on this page. Much shorter. A retreat here in Austin, Texas, where I'm sitting right now, called Buddhism and the Enneagram. It's 4 days of sitting, studying the Enneagram and Buddhist teachings that I have connected to the Enneagram that can help you open your heart more deeply to yourself, to others, and to your life. So I've never taught this before. I've taught meditation, I've taught Buddhism, I've taught Enneagram, but this is an intensive retreat to look at meditation and the Enneagram as powerful paths to love. Then in December, I can't remember the dates, I'm sorry, but mid-December at Kripalu, which is a yoga ashram in 15th to the 17th, I think, just a few days. Kripalu is a yoga ashram in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains. And this retreat is called, this is my new obsession, reflect, rest, renew. As the year draws to a close, it's a really good time to do those things. And even when we tell ourselves, well, you should rest, we kind of work at resting. And this retreat is completely built around meditation, but the focus is not on working. It's on reflecting, resting, and renewing. It's a beautiful place. I've been there many times, and the food is really good. It's not on their website yet, but it will be shortly. So anyway, it would be so great to see you and practice together in person, if possible. Again, it's a big deal to go on a retreat. It takes a lot of planning, time, cash money. So I understand, no pressure, but it would be so great to sit with you in person if it could work. So July, deep meditation, Colorado. October, Buddhism and the Enneagram, Austin, Texas, where October is a beautiful month here. December, Kripalu in Massachusetts, reflect, rest, renew. So if you have any questions, email us. And until next week.